Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What can your parents absolutely not find out, even though it's well past the normal amount of time? You're just like, nope, it does no good. They can never, ever know.
I can't tell on myself, but I have a friend who for years had a girlfriend, like a girlfriend, but her parents didn't know that she liked girls. Mm-hmm. So this girlfriend would always like stay the night. And it's like, oh yeah, so-and-so's coming over. We're going to have a like sleepover.
Yeah, sleepover, sure.
And
pretty normal
and
thing.
Never knew. Mm. Never knew.
Do sleepovers still take place? Like, my kids have no interest.
I don't think as often as they used to.
Too many weird parents.
Because my we did that all the time.
Yes.
I mean, we were always hanging out.
Ross's kids did a sleepover this weekend. We took one of the boys, and then his daughter went over to the girl's house. So we switched other kids with his friend, and they did sleepovers, which is always fun for them.
Yeah, I don't think it happens as often as it used to, but... Mm-hmm.
A lot of people sharing things that their parents can never find out. Oh, this is a good one. From Tennessee. When I was 13, I poured about a quart of water into my dad's expensive lawnmower because I did not feel like mowing.
Oh, no.
It never worked again.
No.
You don't say.
No, that'll wreck the fuel system real quickly. Yeah.
This one, I can never let my parents find out that I robbed the dope man that was staying at our house.
You had a dope man.
I now have 4 years and 4 months clean. Well, that is good considering you had a dope man living in your house.
Why was the dope man staying over? I mean, we're just talking about how kids don't have sleepovers that much anymore, let alone having the dope fiend at your house.
This one, my parents can never find out that I lost my virginity to the babysitter in their bed.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's one I would keep under my hat.
I do feel like younger guys have the, and I think when I was younger, like in early 20s, I mean, when friends would say, yeah, I was like 13, I lost my virginity to my babysitter. I think you're lying. But now over the years, as I've heard that story more and more, I'm like, damn, there's a lot of babysitters out there taking advantage of young boys.
Right.
There are too many of those stories for
it does
to not be
seem
true.
More common than you'd think.
Yeah.
But I always chalked it up for a while to, well, it's just guys telling the story that was a fantasy. Yeah. That,
right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it would have been, I guess, if you had a good looking babysitter.
This one, it's very simple, but my mother can never know she's my biggest trigger. That's probably relatable for a lot of folks.
I think lots of moms are guys' biggest triggers, or girls, too, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I think that happens a lot. Parents in general, I think, have that ability in a lot of cases. Happy that, neither of my parents really trigger me. We don't talk that much. So fine. We get along great. It's just we don't, like, some people are like, I call my parents every day. But I don't. Mm-hmm. We talk, like, every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or maybe longer.
Right.
So.
Jennifer joins us in West Michigan, listening on 97.9 GRD. Jennifer, what can your parents never find out?
Guys.
Hello.
Guys, I've loved you. Hey, let me say something. I listened to you from the beginning of time.
Well, thank you.
He came on the air. Love you guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love you too.
Okay. So my parents were, Kelly, I love you. You're a great addition. I love the woman's power.
Thank you.
Seriously. But okay. So listen, my parents were going through a divorce. My mom had me root through my dad's drawers and take pictures of his porno magazine. Okay. I was 14.
Okay.
We're talking big booty.
Wow.
I've never told him to this day, but she had like for evidence, I don't know, in a divorce, like, is porn really that bad?
I wouldn't think in like a divorce situation if they're just like regular porn magazines that are legal to
it
have.
It was big booty. It was.
I mean, unless it's embarrassing. Like, unless your mom was making the argument that he gave them to you, then it might have been a factor. Also, but otherwise, yeah.
Also, can we talk about that was the first porn I've ever seen?
That's a weird situation. Yeah, mom said, find your dad's pornos. Yeah, you're going to take a gander at those.
The tide would have been able to be turned in court pretty fast if they were trying to use that. And and your dad's side went, how'd you get those pictures? Right. Oh, we had our 14-year-old daughter
I'm on the cusp of the millennials, so I actually had to take it with a picture, like an old camera.
Like the old
digital camera.
And then,
like a 110.
And get it developed.
And then I had to go get it developed. Yeah
that's
how embarrassing.
That is. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's all really embarrassing.
Wow. This one. My wife is my mother's biggest trigger, and my mother is my wife's biggest trigger. But neither of them know that they are the problem for the other one.
Oh, I bet they do.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. This one. My mother can never know. We're in a small town, so don't say my name if you have it listed. But my mother can never know that I've been married for 3 years to a man that she hates with her whole heart.
She's been married to this guy for 3 years and her mom doesn't know?
Courthouse or whatever.
Wow.
Geez, that's a really healthy relationship you've got going there.
My Aunt Nancy did that, which is crazy. Wow. I knew Grayson, my uncle, was like her best friend and they had worked together and then they built this house and they were living together. So I was just like, we never called him Uncle Grayson. He was just Grayson to us. But I mean, from the time my first memories, he is there. And then like 5-6 years ago before he passed away, she was like, hey, just so y'all know, we've been married for like 18 years. I was like, 18 years? 18. Wow. She's like, yeah, we just went to the courthouse one day and just got married.
And they never bothered to just tell anyone?
No.
Like, if you're living together already and you're together and nobody cares anyway.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a big surprise.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just go, hey, we finally made that commitment. We went to the courthouse. We got married.
Yeah. Okay. And it made so much sense, too. Like, you'd see them together, and it's like, oh, okay, you guys are obviously more than friends, but never confirmed that they had been married. And yeah, I mean, probably in the last like 5 years is when I learned that.
Dang.
Yeah. And my dad probably knew because they're really close. But yeah, it was just never something you talked about in the family. Not like it was a hush hush thing. It was just kind of assumed they love each other. Mm. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, surprise. We actually got married like 18 years ago. Whoa.
This text, I was stabbed in the leg by a kid from another town because he thought I hooked up with his girlfriend. Didn't want to tell anyone. I fed cattle the next morning and blamed it on being cut by barbed wire. It was infected pretty bad from me trying to hide it. Oh. The ER doctor knew that it wasn't a cut from barbed wire. So did my dad. He just looked at me and said, I don't want to know, and don't tell your mother.
Wow. Good parenting.
Wow.
I don't want to know.
That's the firmer way.
Yes. Kind of. Beata joins us in Wisconsin. Hello, Beata.
Hey, guys. I got another story for you.
What can your parents never know?
Right after I turned 16 and got my driver's license, my parents went out of town. So my brother and I, took one battery out of a dead car, put it in my stepdad's truck, stole the truck for the weekend or overnight, went to two separate parties. In the morning, I got the call that they were on the way home, and I continuously tried to reach my brother to get him from his party. We made it back home with enough time to put the battery back in the original truck, get inside, sit down, turn on the TV before we heard them pull in the driveway.
Oh, my gosh. So because the dead vehicle, they would never even notice the odometer, the gas.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right? But what a complex plan.
Wow.
There were a lot of things that could go wrong there. And I'm sure you know that and knew that then. But was it worth it?
It was worth it. I mean, Billy had to, because I'm vertically challenged. Well, but he had to take a butter knife and pop open the old triangle window of the one truck to be able to get into it.
A little vent window.
Oh, yeah. That was air conditioning before air conditioning was a thing. Yeah. Turn that thing in and let it blast you in the face.
Uh-huh.
Beata, thank you.
Wow.
Man, I was so lame. I never stole any of my parents' vehicles. What a loser.
Yeah, I never stole my parents, but me and my buddy Randy White took a joyride in his mom's station wagon once through the neighborhood.
That is such a dated statement.
I know.
Yeah.
And
it was in the daytime. Like, it was really, in hindsight, it was really stupid thing to do because my mom was at home.
We just wanted to buy the day's newspaper, you know.
Yeah. The fact that it was a station wagon, but also the fact that you had a friend named Randy.
Right.
Yeah. That's dated.
Kids named Randy. These days,
not as many. No.
Go to the gas station and give me a nice pop and some peanuts.
totally Michigan summers right there. I got a pop and some peanuts. This text: I paid off my student loans, and my parents can never know it was from selling weed.
Hey,
I bet they were proud though.
Yeah, good
paid
for you.
Paid off your student loans. Dang.
However you can get it done,
right?
In a lot of those cases, you kind of hit a threshold, because I had a lot of things that I was never going to tell my parents. But you start to get to the point where you go, well, they're not really going to be mad at this point.
Yeah.
So, like, it was only over Christmas or something that I admitted to how drunk my buddies and I got at their house.
Yeah.
Like, right after my senior year of high school, and we drank my dad's Cutty Sark whiskey, and we were barfing.
There's a bit of don't ask, don't tell with parenting.
Yeah. And they're like, well, wait, when did you do that? I go, well, you guys went to New York at some point for something, and so we took advantage of it. It was in the summer, and guys left me at home.
Did they laugh, Hot Wings, or do you think deep down it hurt their heart a little bit?
No, like, I don't think so.
Our little boy!
Yeah,
I think they knew I was no angel. Like, I was a good kid. I didn't get into, like, big trouble or anything like that. But we definitely, like, you know, did dumb stuff all the time. So
my parents went to, I was probably barely in college. It might have been high school. But my parents went to Tennessee for a wedding for the weekend for a family friend. And so my brother had a big party at our house. Cops showed up like multiple times, and I don't think my parents ever found out about it, but I mean, yeah, like, same situation. I can't take it to the grave or anything. I don't have to take it to the grave. What are they gonna ground me or something?
Right.
My older siblings were having a party one time at the house, and they were drinking. And most of them were moved out by the time they were 21, 22. So this was pretty young. And, they thought I was going to tell, so they spent the night bribing me with popcorn and ice cream. And I don't think I would have told anyway. They thought I would have, so they're probably right. Uh-huh. But man, did I puke everywhere from the bribery.
Everyone else is so barfing because they drank so, so then much. Just barfing.
So then I told my parents I threw up, and they're like, well, why did you throw up? And I'm like, well, I had ice cream. How much did you have? I said, well, I had some at 6, and then we had some popcorn, and then I had more ice cream. Like, you had ice cream twice? So that's what they got in trouble for.
Yeah, for feeding you badly.
Yes. Like, oh, you didn't say I couldn't tell that part. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What can your parents never know? I borrowed my dad's 87 square body Chevy pickup truck in 2006.
Oh, yes.
I was 18. He told me no one is to drive this truck or he'll know. So I entered it in a truck pull and won. And to this day, he still has no idea.
Oh, boy, was that gutsy.
A truck pull.
Yeah. Pretty good way to bust some things.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. Like a rock, thank God.
Daring enough of you just take it to the store and back, but you entered it into a truck pull?
Yeah. I mean, you were one tier above demolition derby.
Okay, this next one is absurd. I don't even know if I should read it.
I think you should.
Okay. When I was 13, my 15-year-old cousin would babysit me, and she invited her two friends to come over and practice giving face parties on me. My parents had no idea why I always wanted my cousin to babysit me after that. And she brought her friends over to assault a kid. That's,
well, they were kids too, so I mean, well,
but at 13,
I mean, it sounds like he liked it though. So.
At 13, once I got done being completely terrified, I would have thought it was probably pretty awesome,
pretty cool.
But still, gosh, I don't like that idea now.
Wow,
now that I have kids approaching that age.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. When my parents went through my parents' camera as a teenager. Found a picture of my very masculine, old-style Russian father laying down shirtless, draping grapes over his mouth. He can never know I saw him in this way.
Oh, wow.
That one.
You like way I dangle grapes?
Yeah, he has to speak with full yes. on accent. Right?
Is that it was Russian? So yeah. Russian man loves the vine.
1-800-947-3979. Let's see. My parents can never know that my fiance and I broke up in September. The house we live in is owned by them, and they will kick us out if they find out that we are no longer going to get married.
Oh, no. So you have to fake it. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Spicy.
Yeah.
You're living pointlessly in sin.
Yes. Do you guys still do it sometimes, though? Just
And how long is this going to run? Till the lease runs out and you both get on your feet?
I mean, I guess.
Dang, it's almost been a year.
Right? That's not great. Not great at all.
No,
all
must right. be a
good
nice
luck
house.
With, good luck with that.
Must be, well, a nice free house.
Yeah.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.